Hey there, welcome to the Ask Megan segment. On Fridays, I am quickly answering your burning questions about your body and your self-care habits because I really want to help you get unstuck in just simple ways and gain that confidence that you need. So let's jump straight in and hear the question of the week. So today's question was actually an email from Holly, who happens to be in my Jumpstart 30 program. And her question is, I want to get rid of things in my pantry, but how can I take baby steps to get my family on board? I've done something new, quote unquote new, so many times, and I just want them to see the difference this time. So I've done little to force this new lifestyle on them until I feel like it's something that I feel confident then. Even then, I'm prone to nagging. Did you know that the average adult will go on some sort of a diet 126 times over the course of their adult life? Wow, that is a lot of on again, off again, this eating habit, jumping over to this eating habit and this diet and this diet. And my guess is you probably haven't been on that many diets over the years, but you've probably been on a handful. And I just know, like, the whole family will tend to roll their eyes and be like, oh, mom's back on the wagon. It's no wonder if your family members are a little bit skeptical of your new eating habits and how this time you're looking to revamp things in a sustainable way. And I can see why they're probably thinking, I'll believe it when I see it. So I get that. But I do want to first congratulate you that you are breaking the dieting cycle in your own life. And you are building healthy eating habits that are sustainable for the rest of your life. This is different, okay? This is not just another on again, off again thing. I want you to just fully be aware that the habits that you're putting in place, this is it. You're never gonna have to do something different or something again down the road. And honestly, the most important thing that you can do right now is lead by example. Your actions speak far louder than words. If you're still doing this eating habit, this eating style, 6 months from now, man, everybody's gonna lean in and perk up a little bit and be like, huh, maybe this actually is a good way to do things. And think about how much that rubs off on your family in that amount of time. Not much can rub off on your family in 2 weeks, right? Like, how on earth could you ever expect them to get on board with a diet when you only do it for 2 weeks, right? So when you're still doing this 6 months, 12 months, 3 years from now, I guarantee your whole family is going to slowly kind of come around. And I can't tell you how many women who have gone through my programs and have learned these new eating habits that can testify that simply because they created a slow, simple shift in their own eating habits, it ended up dramatically impacting how the entire family eat, their husband, their kids, and they never had to nag or put everyone on a diet, all right? So that's what I want for you too. Now, if you do want to use words with them, don't tell them what to do necessarily, unless your kids are little. I'll talk about that in just a minute. But I simply want you to start talking about how your new eating habits are making you feel. Try to keep the conversation around things like, man, I just feel so much better and have so much more energy when I eat my pros, you know, your produce and protein. And it's really easy too, you know, it's so easy when we're out at a fast food restaurant, I can just look at the menu and think, man, what on this menu has the most protein? What has the most produce? And it just makes it really easy. And I can just feel like my body feels so much better. And so talk about how it's impacting you and how you feel when you eat that way. And that keeps the impetus off of them, and there's no pressure necessarily on them to change their habits, okay? So it's kind of the first thing, is just you leading by example. Now, if you do want to help your kids, especially your kids, if you want to help them eat healthier, my suggestion is to not try to omit or get rid of certain foods in your pantry. The most important thing that you could be doing is adding certain foods into their diet. Do the addition principle, because you're always going to get the most resistance when you try to get rid of something or delete something. I'm sure you've felt this in your own life. With any other diet out there, you've got this whole list of off-limit foods. And the moment someone someone hands you that list of off-limits foods, those are suddenly all the foods you really, really want to have. Like, all you can think about is like, I want to eat that. It's kind of that forbidden fruit principle. But when everything is available to you and you're like, yeah, kids, like, sure, you can still have granola bars, you can still have fruit snacks and chips and crackers, but I don't want you to just have that. I want to make sure that you're also eating protein and produce. Work on adding stuff in to their diet. Don't focus on taking stuff out. So don't do this clean sweep through your pantry where it's like, we're going to get the whole pantry healthier. Keep some of those things there, but work on adding in more things to your fridge and say, hey, sure, you can have a granola bar, but let's make sure you're also having an apple. Go also have a cheese stick. Let's go also get something that is protein and produce, okay? So that's the biggest thing, is making sure that you're adding stuff in. You're not just focusing on taking stuff out. And you might actually be surprised to learn that my own pantry has fruit snacks. It's got granola bars. It has chips. It has crackers. It has candy. And yeah, my kids do eat these things, but I also encourage them and train them to also be eating produce and protein. We add things in, we don't take away. All right. So the big quote unquote takeaway, I did not mean for that to be a pun, but anyway, your takeaway from this short episode is that when it comes to your family, you want to set them up for a lifetime of healthy eating so they never do a single diet in their life, let alone 126. And that all begins by making sure food is a positive thing and encouraging your kids to learn balance. Like, yeah, I can have fruit snacks, but I also need to have this too. So adding those healthy foods in and then letting them watch you, letting them watch how sustainable it is for you and how doable it is for you and how good eating makes you feel. Honestly, that is the most important thing. Okay, friend, I hope you gathered something from this episode and it sparked something in you. And if it actually sparked a question, send it my way. I would love to help you out too. Okay, all you need to do is go to vigeofit.com/ask and you can record a quick question for me and I will answer it on an upcoming Ask Megan episode. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll meet you back here on Tuesday. And until then, be strong.